Welcome to Magical Myths and Mysteries with Anandita.
And me.
Yeah. And Aditya. It's the show for anyone who has imagination.
That's you if you were wondering, see?
Before we start, I'd better get some snacks.
I dip the chips. Oh, you have a new Xbox?
Yeah, you can play. I'm gonna go to the kitchen.
Yes, level up. Now onward to the next battle. I have to travel through a gateway? Wait, that black blob looks like a time warp. Let's go. What? It wasn't a gateway. It was a black hole.
I'm back. I heard you died in the black hole. Here are half the chips.
Yes, I did. It pulled my 70%. The speed of light rocket in.
Believe it or not, light can't escape through black holes. They're like really strong space whirlpools.
Really? But what are black holes?
Black holes are one of the most mysterious forces in the entire universe. A black hole is where gravity has become so strong that anything near it cannot escape. The black hole sucks in anything and everything.
Whoa, everything. How close do you have to get sucked in to it? And I thought they were tiny because all that gravity was focused in one place.
No, black holes are actually giant. Even though the gravity is on a single point, the pressure is huge on the area around it. So huge, it distorts space. Once you get near it, you'll orbit around it while getting squelched, afterwards becoming spaghetti. Probably. You'll see, we've never gone near them. You can't even see them.
We can't see them, but haven't scientists taken pictures of them? Are the pictures fake?
No, they aren't. If you understand, the pictures, the part you can see anyway, is the light around the hole, not the hole itself. You can see the light around it, not it. A black hole's surface, called its event horizon, is the boundary where the speed needed to escape is over the speed of light, which is like the universe's speed limit. And as for your 70% speed of light spaceship, it goes faster than any real life vehicle.
Whoa, so in real life the spaceship can't exist? Wait, earlier you said black holes distort space. How is that possible?
At the center of a black hole, space-time, what the universe is made of, becomes a one-dimensional point which contains a huge mass. But we live in a 4D world, three dimensions of space and one dimension of time. As a result, gravity becomes infinite and space-time curves infinitely, and the laws of physics as we know them cease to function. The center is called a singularity.
The laws of physics break down? I thought they had to be followed. Black holes are very naughty. But what happens in the center to the stuff?
For the moment, singularities and what actually lies beneath the veil of a black hole remains a mystery. As time goes on, we hope that astronomers will be able to study black holes better. We also hope that in the future, we can travel near these giant vacuum cleaners without going into the pouch.
That is awesome. Can I borrow some books? Oh, look at the time. Just one last question, Anandita. Where did you learn all this? I'm hungry for more.
You just ate the chips, Aditya. But you can go to my podcast and hear them. I think I'm just going to record one on black holes, given our conversation.
Well, I think you just recorded it.
I was what? Oh, sorry. The recorder was on. Well, thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, see more on my site in the description. Thanks!